On the public market floor, a customer is chatting with Mary Ann Wick about porcupine carcasses. Wick of Talkeetna turns the quills into jewelry.
We are officially roadkill recyclers, and the highways and byways of Alaska provide us with an abundance of inventory.
Wick and her husband work together.
My husband does all the dirty work. He plucks quills and he dyes them, and they're washed several times. And then I sort them based on their size and use them in the different jewelry designs.
Wick says she accepts adult porcupines in exchange for merchandise. Another craftsman who uses animals for art is a Siberian Yupik carver and hunter.
My name is John Wally from Sivunga, Alaska.
The figurines on his table are of seals and walrus, among other animals. They're made from various animal parts, including walrus ivory and whalebone. Carving can be a slow process, like winter seal hunting.
We have to be very patient. Some days we'll come home with nothing. We live to expect those situations.
And respect is necessary.
We rely on history. We have to rely on our spirituality. We have to know the mannerisms of the animal. The animal, the resource that gives itself up, it's a gift from the Creator.
Steve Brown is from Washington and also carves in the Alaska Native tradition. Although not Native himself, Brown has formed close ties with the community over the years.
I've had the privilege of being adopted by the Kiksuti clan in Wrangell and given the name of a significant carver from that village from long ago.
He says the clan commissioned him along with some Tlingit craftsmen in 1984 and 1985.
We duplicated the Chief Sheikh's house posts, which date from the late 1700s.
He says the company of artists is part of the learning process.
I've had the privilege of working with a number of well-known Native carvers over the years. And, you know, even if you're just sitting around mutually working on things, you pick up ideas and techniques.
Brown also does Native design. With a twist, he carves the backs of pocket watches, and he credits the internet for being able to do that.
I'd looked for years in junk shops and stuff to find an engravable silver pocket watch, and despite spending many hours in junk shops, I never ran into one until the advent of eBay.
Mary Ann Wick uses the internet for her porcupine crafts, too. Her store, Stuck on You Quillworks, is on Facebook. In Juneau, I'm Kayla DeRoche.